And the real gospel is no longer in vogue. There was a saint of many centuries ago who got it right. This is a prayer that he wrote. Lord, high and holy, meek and lowly, let me learn by paradox that the way down is the way up, that to be low is to be high, that the broken heart is the healed heart, that the contrite spirit is the rejoicing spirit, that the repenting soul is the victorious soul, that to have nothing is to possess everything, that to bear the cross is to wear the crown, that to give is to receive. Let me find thy light in my darkness, thy joy in my sorrow, thy grace in my sin, thy riches in my poverty, thy glory in my valley, thy life in my death. Thy life in my death? That's the true gospel. It's not about exalting me, it's about slaying me. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you deny yourself, you take up your cross every day, and you follow me. It's the death of self. You win by losing. You live by dying. And that is the core, the heart message of the gospel. That is the center of discipleship. This is not an obscure passage. This is not something that's sort of different than the normal teaching of Jesus. These are principles which he teaches repeatedly throughout his ministry, over and over and over again in all different contexts. Let me show you that. Go back to the 10th chapter of Matthew for a moment. Matthew chapter 10. In verse 34, Jesus has been in the prior verses talking about confessing him, of course, confessing him as Lord and Savior. Verse 32, everyone who confesses me before men, I'll confess before my Father who's in heaven. So he's talking about confessing Christ as Lord. And then in verse 34, he says this, do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. I came to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his household. First thing, come to Christ. It may make your family worse, not better. It may send a rift into your family, the likes of which you have never heretofore experienced. But that's the way it is. Because if you give your life to Jesus Christ, there will be an impassable gulf.